Welcome back, everybody, or at least most everybody. And all right, this morning we're learning Gei Linares. I think I've already been through it with you that it's a good stretch from Pesach to Shavuos. And I think I counted on the calendar. We have 26 days of Shir. I'll tell you ahead of time, one Sunday I'm going to be missing. Somewhere in the middle there, there's a Torah Masorah convention that I have to go to. But otherwise, I think there are 26 days, and I'd like, as in previous years, I'd like everybody to commit to making 26 of 26. Commit yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will try to make sure that nothing shteres you, shouldn't Chalila get sick in the middle, or engaged, or anything like that, in the middle of 26 days. So, I'd like you all to commit to it, and we've already spoken, I understand our school spoke to you as well, about the coming on time in the morning in Mincha. I don't think I have to go through it again. We've been through it, and I hope everybody can stick with it. Okay, the sugyas we're going to learn in Gei Linares, the main lumdis of these lot has to do with the rule of Kimlim Derabamine. Well, we're not going to start with that today, because first there are some other inyanim, which are equally important. I think that's the main lumdis. Any time you're learning here and you come to the subject which has this inyan, you should pick up on it, because it's sort of the main lumdis sugya of the beginning of the parak. Mishnah says that there are some women who have a knas. Now, when do they get a knas? If what happens to them? What happens? If a man is ma'anis then. Now, that's only half the story, because really a woman gets a knas in two conditions, sai oinis and sai mafata. Sai of a man is ma'anis, a naira, he has to pay a knas to her father. And Sai, if he's mefateh, if he talks a young girl into znus, he also has to pay. So both Einis and mefateh get knas, as you saw, those of you who learned the Gemara in the Amud Beis. They both get a knas. The reason you all jumped to say Einis is because Rashi, for some reason, Rashi, in the second Rashi, only mentions Einis. Sheyeshlam knasim, on sa'adam, naisim lavia, chamishim kesim. Someone's ma'anis, then the father gets chamishim kesef. It's a little strange that Rashi only mentions Einis, and Rashi doesn't mention Mefata. Mefata also has a knas. So the Pnei Yeshua is bothered by this kasha. Why Rashi mentions only Einis and not Mefata? And he says the Teretz, which seems to be a Chiddush Ladina. We know that if you're ma'anis or mafata girl, the knas goes to the father. If a girl has no father, if she has no father, then the knas goes to her, and she gets the knas herself. In the cases of our Mishnah, it includes Giyairis and a Shivcha. A Giyairis has no father, even if her biological father is alive, but in Din, a Giyairis has no father, and a Shivcha has no father. Shivcha Shinishtachara, a Shivcha Knanis who is freed, also has no father in the eyes of Halacha. So it comes out that our Mishnah is saying that a Giyairis and a Shivcha, she gets the Knas herself. It does not go to the father. Dr. Pnei Yeshua, that's only true by an Einis. If you Ma'anis someone, so if the father's alive, he gets the knas. And if there is no father, then the child gets the knas. But by mefata, while it's true that if there's a father, the father gets the money from the pitoy, gets the knas of the pitoy, the father gets the money. However, if there is no father, the woman herself, so mefata does not get the knas, because since she agreed to the znus, she agreed to the ma'aseh znus, by agreeing to the Maisa's nurse, she was Michael the Knas. If she has a father, she can't be Michael what's her father's. But if she has no father, but she agreed to the Bia, in effect, she's Michael any Tviya she'll have. If she's a Ketana, she can't be Michael. But Ilu Naras, we're talking about a Nara, between 12 and 12 and a half. So she gets it herself. But by Peter, she can't get it herself because she was Michael. So Mimela, not all the cases of our Mishnah are Shaykh to Mefatah. Because by Giyaris and Shivcha, if you're Mefatah her, she won't get a penny. A Giyaris has no father. Everybody else could be. Mamzeres has a father. Sina has a father. Kutis has a father. But a Giyaris has no father. And the Mishnah says that she gets a Knas. So must be the Mishnah is talking about Oinus. Because in the case of Mefata, it's just not true. By Mefata, it's not Emes that she'll get a Knas. Because she has no father to get the Knas. And she herself agreed to this Nus. So she's not entitled to the money. So Memele Rashi chapta on Oinus. But the truth is that in cases where there is a father, all the dinim of our Mishnah are true by Mefata as well. That is true by Peter as well. Okay, so I have to wait until we get there. Alright, so Elu Nari Shesh Lam Kinas, Elu Nari Shesh Lam Kinas, Habal, Mamzeres, Al Mesina, Valakutis. So today we're going to focus on the two Taisis, two Machlesi Rashi Taisis, one on the Sina and one on Kutis. Now, you know, sometimes you see the story, but you don't see the whole story. Really, to know the whole story, these two taisis in, there has to be a bit of a hagdama. Okay, there's a pasuk, there's a lav in the Torah of loisis chatein ba. Right, taisis refers to it, there's a lav of loisis chatein ba. Do not marry them. Who is them? So there is a machlaikis rishainim what the taich of leis eschatein bon is. It's totally in a machlaikis in the Gemara. But lahalacha, there's a machlaikis rishainim what leis eschatein bon refers to. The shita of Rashi in our sugya, and the Rambam says it clearly, the leis eschatein bon is the lav against intermarriage, against marrying a guy. Lais is chatein bam, don't marry a guy. So the Rambam says that to marry a guy is nisa d'iraisa, shenehemar lais is chatein bam. Begeyusan hakasa b'davi. Begeyusan, the word geyusan means when they're a guy. Begeyusan it's talking, it's not talking, it's about all guy. Lais is chatein bam is an iser to marry a guy. That's the Rambam Shi. Taisvis and the Torah argue in two pratim. First they say, Laisa Schatin Bam does not apply to Gayim. It applies to Gerim. It applies to once they were Megayir, Begerusan Hakosin Medaber, once they're Megayir. And secondly, it does not apply to all Gayim. It only applies to the Shiva Amimim that are mentioned in the Pasuk. So that according to Taisus and the Torah, there is an Issa D'Iraisa to marry a member of the Shiva Amimim, the seven nations that lived in Eretz Canaan, after the Megayir. There's an Issa D'Iraisa to marry any of them. Now this is a machlaikis, which its main place is a Masechtas Kedushin in the fourth parak and a Masechtas Yevamos, as Taisus brings. That's the main place of this machlaikis. But this machlaikis is a very esoteric machlaikis. It's a bit of a pella. According to Taisus, there's no issa d'iraisa to intermarry. It says nowhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to marry a guy. same place in the Torah. There's no list of the rest to marry a guy. Sounds like a... Truth is that there's a even a bigger chiddush. To be mezana with a guy, a person wants to go and just be mezana with a guy, would seem to be mutter min atayra, sai like the Rambam and Rashi, and sai like Taisus. So what's the pasuk talking about? According to the Rambam, what's the Yisr? The Yisr is to marry a guy. So to be mezana with a guy, according to the Rambam, should be Yisr. According to Taisvis, it's B'chala talking about guy. So in Bagheir, it seems that there's no Yisr Dairaisa to be mezana with a guy. Is an Issa Darabanan, Bezn Shal Shem Gazru. It's an old Darabanan from the Bezn of Shem. But by the Mice of Shechem and Dina, they made a Gzeira that against Nus with Yidden and Gai. But that there's no Issa Daraisa to be Mizana with a Gai, that not a mitzvah to be Mepharistan to certain types of people. But it's that's what comes out. It comes out anyway. It comes out that if you have a fraya yid, for him to marry a yid, a Jewish woman, is worse than to marry a Gaisha woman. I want to answer Pam this. Answer Pam, why are we so against intermarriage? If you have a Jew who's not going to keep Taras HaMishpacha, you're going to marry and not keep Hilchas Nida. So if he marries a Jewish woman, you'll be Ayvet Taras. If he marries a Gaisha woman, so like the Rambam, he's over on their lav, and according to Taisus, he's not even over on any of their Isa. So Pan told me, you know, once he intermarries, he's gone. As a Jewish woman, you know, I can still be a size of a tshuva, as kids may still be. But Lamaisa, this is what this is. Chiddush, which I'm not telling you from the Achrayim. This is the Rishayim, and these are the two Shittas. Now there is a tumo in the Achrayim over the Chiddush I just told you, because there is a din of Kanoim Pagim Bay. What's the din of Kanoim Pagim Bay? We learn in the beginning. We learn from Pinchas and Zimri. Zimri, what did he do? He was mezana with Kazvi with a Gaisha woman. He was mezana with a Gaisha woman. So Pinchas went. He told my Rabbeinu, aren't we supposed to kill him? Kanoi and Pagan Bay. Kanoi is allowed to kill him. So my Rabbeinu told him, do it. And Pinchas went, then he killed Zimri. 1 minute. I thought he wasn't over. Zimri was not over. And he used to derise him. The Torah says that Pinchas killed Zimri, and he was right to do it. But I thought there's no Issa Daraisa. So how does that fit with what we just said? We said there's no Issa Daraisa with a guy. So how is a person chayav Issa for doing something that's not awesome? It's a bit of a problem. There are Achrayim, the Maram Shik, and the Aruch HaShulchan who say that to marry a guy, to be mezana with a guy before Hesia, that is an Issa Daraisa. To be mezana with a guy before Hesia is also an Atar. From where do you learn it? From Kanan Pagibah. And the Rishayim say that it's not an Issa Daraisa, they mean B'tzibah. Akoponim, this is sort of the Hagdama to our Rashi, the Machlaik is Rashi and Taisus. The truth is, if you know this Hagdama, the two Taisusim become much easier, because these are two Shitas in Lysis Chatenbaum. And that is totally Kashtim, Machlaik is Rashi and Taisus here in Hagdama. So let's see the first Taisus. Elu Na'arais, Habal HaNesinim. Now, who are the Nesinim? So I assume you all know that they were Givinim, that came to Yeshua. They pretended they were actually members of the Sheva Adonai. They pretended that they were not from the Shiva Avenue. And in their pretending, they said they want to be Megayer. Yeshua was Megayer them. After he was Megayer them, it became clear that they were actually were members of the Shiva Avenue. But once they were Megayer, Yeshua did not kill them. They had already been Megayer. The Geirus was Chal. But Nosnam, he placed them, that's why they call the scene, Nosnam, he gave them a job to be the Chaytvei Eitzim, to do the menial work for the Mishkan, to chop the wood and draw the water. And he made them into Avad. Now the Gemara says that Yeshua's Gezeirah would only last until the Churban. As long as there was a Mishkan or a Beis HaMikdash, there would be Avad. Later, David HaMelech came after the Maisa of the Gevinim that happened in his time. He said that they don't have the Midas of Bnei Israel. They were not Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gemay Chasadim. So the Gemara says David made a Gezerah that, in effect, what David did is he said Yeshua's Gezerah should be Lo Lavad. Yeshua's Gezerah was only till the Churban. And David said that Gezerah should be Lo Lavad. Forever. So we say David made Gezeirah, Yeshua made Gezeirah. It's confusing. It's really all one Gezeirah. Yeshua's Gezeirah was till the Churban, and David said it should be forever. This is the Gevinim and the Nesinim, the same thing. Call them Gevinim, call them Nesinim, the same people. What is the Isser of a Nesina to marry into Klal Yisrael? So that is the Machlekes here between Rashi and Taisus. Obviously, Taisvis Lishitasai, the Gevinim one, they should went from the Shiva Avenue. So, Taisvis Lishitasai holds to marry is the Mitzvah Deraisa. Place is Chatan Bav. Rashi Lishitasai holds that there's no Mitzvah Deraisa for the Sinim to marry into Klal Yisrael. So Rashi holds that it's a Durabana, it's part of the Gezerah of David or Yeshua. That Gezerah was a Gezerah that prohibited marriage. So it comes out that the din of the Nesinim, what was David's Gezerah? Like Tosfos Shita, David's Gezerah was what? Just to work. Marriage, that was also anyway. Like Rashi Shita, what was David's Gezerah? Two things. One was the Isser, that they're not allowed to marry. And one was that they have to work. So there were two, according to Tosfos Shita, there was just one Gezeira. They have to work. The Isser was an Isser Deraisa. According to the Shita of Rashi, it's all the Isser to marry is also part of the Gezeira. Now let's see how Tosfos phrases it. Pirish Bekuntras. Did David Gazer Aleim Shalai Lavi Bikahal? Now, if Taisa stopped here, it would be easy. David made it clear that they can't marry. Good. V'hainu mishum avdos kadamrina ba'aro. What are these three words? V'hainu mishum avdos. Don't you understand? V'hainu. What does it mean, mishum avdos? What does it mean? What are the words? Din of Avdus, and therefore, there was a gzeira that they have to work. Now, Taisa says, David Garzal Shalavi B'Kahal, Haynu Mishum Avdus. They can't marry into Klal Yisrael. Bahainu Mishum Avdus, what does that mean? They can't marry into Klal Yisrael because they have to work. What? It just sounds like that's a study. Then once we make them into an Eved Kenani and a Shifra Kenanis, Mimela, they can't marry into Klal Yisrael. Rashi didn't say that, not here, not in Yavamah, I didn't see it in Yavamah. It's Taisa's Pshat and Rashi. There's no Taisa. Taisa's saying a very big Kiddush. Taisa's is saying that it wasn't two separate gezeiros. I would learn it's two gezeiros. One gezeiros they have to work, and one gezeiros you can't marry them.
what I would have learned actually.
So Tosfos, no. Hainu mishum arkus. It's all on Zera. Because the Pasuk only says that he made them chayfei etzim. So why can't they be, why can't they marry? Why? Because they become Eved Kanani and Shifta Kananis. So maybe they can't marry. Every Eved Kanani, every Shifta Kananis can't marry. That what Tosfos is saying? What's the words of Tosfos sound like? Tosfos sounds like he's saying that by Yeshua and David making them, turning them into Avadim, Menela they can't marry. Menela they can't marry. Now later, Tosfos in the second wide line, at the end of the second wide line, he's going to back down from this. They say, Miyu, Hoye, Shleimer, Tosfos asked whatever Kasha. The Lav Mamish goes are Aleim Avdus. Lest of Aleia Kodesh. Tosfos, he's still explaining Rashi there. He backs down. But at least here in the beginning of Tosfos, from the fact that Tosfos later says Lav Mamish goes are Avdus, sounds like here Tosfos holds Mamish, they have a din of an Evet Kanani. They Mamish get a din Evet Kanani. What? That's what sounds like from Tosfos. Even would be a separate iser that Yeshua or David said, "We're not going to marry them." Plus, they have to work. Then Tosfos wouldn't say the word "hainu" mishum avdus. The word "hainu" means this iser to marry mishum avdus. It's because they're avod. So Rabbi Chanan is matmiya on this. Rabbi Chanan says, "What are you talking about? It's not possible for a Jew to become an Eved Kanani. Once they were megayer, they were bnei Yisrael." Once they were Megaya, they were Yid. What does it mean? David said they should be an Eved Kanani. It's not possible for a Jew to become an Eved Kanani. A Jew could become an Eved Israel. But a Jew can't become an Eved Kanani. So, well, what is Tosfos talking about? Hainu Mishum Avdus. It's not Shayach. The whole Metzias can't be. That's good. So B'chanan answers that the Gezeira, the Rabbanan, preceded the Geirus. This Gezeira, to make them Eved Kanani, was before the Geirus. You're confused.
Didn't they find out afterwards, after the Geirus?
Yeah, that's right.
How do you have the Geirus
to have? Funny B'chanan. Rav Chanan says the words. You don't believe me? Take a look. Rav Chanan says that this Gezeira D'Rabbanan was before the Geirus. What do the words mean? It was before the Geirus. What was the story there? They were Megayer at the time of the Geirus. Yeshua was fooled. He thought they're Jews. He thought they're not from Shivan. He was Megayer then. He found out later.
So
I thought about that and I looked up the Gemara. It doesn't say the Geirus was Betos. The Gemara says the Shvuah was Betos. If they were Megayer, Yeshua swore them, see him swore to them, they wouldn't hurt them. And then they found out that they were Givayim. So the Gemara says that the Shvuah was really Betos. They really could harm them, but once they swore, so Hashem, they didn't want. But the Gemara doesn't say the Geirus was Betos. If it would say Geirus was Betos, it would have been a good job. The Gemara doesn't say that. What? Yeshua was fooled. He was allowed to be Megayim because he thought they came from somewhere else, some other country.
That's pretty good. My story
is better. What we know is Yisrael. It's when you're not allowed to be Megayim someone, and Amaleki, you're not allowed to be Megayim. Find in Navi a Ger Amaleki. Says with this once. If you're Megayah, if they fool you and they're Megayah, then the Geirus is a Geirus. So B'chanan sounds like a Pelatu. A Pelatu. Sounds like a very strange thing, doesn't it? To be a Ger, what do you need? How many things does a male at least need to be medayer?
Three
things, right? The three things are bila, the mikvah, and kabbalah's mitzvah. You need three things. Now, do three things happen simultaneously? No. Every you have a bris mila, you wait till the mila heals, then he goes to the mikvah, and then he's mekabel geiris at that time. You need three things in order to have a geiris. We had on Daf Yud Aleph by Ger Kot. We had a hechatimtza, so we could have someone who has a tefila and a mila when he's a kohen, and his mekabel mitzvahs years later when he becomes bar mitzvah. And Tosfos Shita was that he becomes a ger when he's mekabel mitzvahs. A ger d'oraisa, so he doesn't become when he's a kohen. When he's a kohen, he's missing kabbalas mitzvahs. He's a kohen, can't be mekabel. The kabbalas mitzvahs will be later. It will be at a time when he becomes a 13-year-old. And then he becomes a full-fledged guy. The Rambam says that it's also to be mekabel ager l'shem ishus. The Rambam says he'll be mekabel ager if the only reason he's coming is because he wants to marry a Jewish girl. He wants to marry a Jewish woman. The woman won't marry him, he's a guy. So he comes to be megayer. The Rambam says he'll be megayer in. The Rambam lists four things. Now that it'd be Megayarim Shem Ishus, because he wants to marry a woman. Now that it'd be Megayarim Shem Srara, because he'll get some position if he becomes a Jew. And now that it'd be Megayarim Shem Mammon, if someone offered him money to be Megayar, he's not allowed to accept him. And the fourth thing is Mishem Pachad. He's afraid. Mishem Pachad, you know, it'd be Megayarim. He's afraid that if he's a guy, he'll be oppressed, so you're not being the guy for that reason. What happens if you were the guy? Pesim was the guy somewhat under one of those four circumstances. So the Rambam says it's a good gayers. But we wait, Achi is barer. This is Lashon. We wait, Achi is barer, acharisa. We wait to see what will be. What does that mean? We wait to see what will be. So the Ragachava learns, could be it's Pashup Shad, but the Ragachava learns, Shad is, that look, what happened to this guy? Mikvah, he went to the mikvah. Mila, he had a bris mila. What aren't we sure about? Kabbalas mitzvahs. If he's the Kabbal mitzvahs because he wants to marry this woman, so, or because of Pachad, we don't know, is he sincere or is he not sincere? So the whole reason to wait, why do we wait? We want to wait and see if his Kabbalah's mitzvah is sincere. We have no way of knowing. We can't stick a thermometer in his mouth and measure how sincere he is. So how could you know? You have to wait. You have to wait till the reason goes away. And then you'll see. You'll see if he really meant it. He didn't. So according to the Ragachava, in these cases, this person who's Megayer is in many ways similar to a Ger Kohen. We assume he's a Yid. But Kabbalah's mitzvahs, we're misupik about until he'll taka be Kabbal mitzvahs later. Until the reason will disappear. And it'll be Makabal mitzvahs later. So that, will it be Lamafreya? Will it be Lamafreya or not? Once he's been Makabal, huh? By a cut, and we had a Machlaikis, Tesis Sanhedrin, Tesis Sukhs. It's Lamafreya. But that Lomdis could have been telling something else. But, will it be with my Freya? I want to be with my Freya. That's a good question. Chayra, it should be with my Freya. Where do we know when we learn Kabbalah's mitzvahs? How do you know that a ger needs Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Mm-hmm. Huh? How do you know? Maybe it could be a guy just to become a Jew. Know where we learn it from? Huh? Nach again, right? We learn it from the Gilas Rus. It's a Gemara. Gemara in Yavama says that when Nami took Rus back to Eretz Yisrael, she told Rus, go back home to your parents. Don't come with me. And Rus said, no. But you will go, I will go. Shatelech, Elech. Where you go, I'll go. Where you'll be buried, where you'll live, I'll live. Where you'll be buried, I'll be buried. So the Gemara says, why does it mean? She was Mekabel Mitzvahs. Rus told her, Dinei Tchum Shabbos. She said, Shatelechi Elech. Wherever you're allowed to go, I'll go. Told the other Dinim, said, whatever you'll do, I'll do. That's the way we learn Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. From when Rus was Mekabel Mitzvahs, and Megillas Rus, when Naomi went back home, married Israel, it's like the Ragged Shaver, the Rambam says that when Machloin and Kilyain originally, when Machloin originally married Rus, he was Megayra. The Rambam says, Chas v'shalom, that Machloin was there for you. The Rambam says that when Machloin married Rus, he was the guy in our original. Frech the Ragged Shaver, how could the Rambam say that when Machloin married Rus, he was the guy in her? That was more than 10 years before this Maisa. The Gemara learns Kabbalah's mitzvahs from when, after Machloin died, and Rus was left in Amana. And now, Nami went with Rus to Eretz Yisrael, back to Eretz Yisrael. Now she was a Kabbalah mitzvah. It was more than 10 years later. Zokta Rakachava. That's what we're talking about. That originally she married him. She got married to Shemishus. She was Megayah of Shemishus. She wanted to marry Machlon. She was Megayah. Now, her husband died. The reason was taken away. So now there was a Kabbalah mitzvah. Kabbalah's mitzvahs now. So now the Geras was complete. We can learn Geras and Kabbalah's mitzvahs from later. Now, I'm still not sure. Nachum asked, does that mean she's a Geras Lamafreya? From the time Machloin married her? Is this a Megalo Lamafreya that she's sincere all along? Or is it from now and on, until now she didn't have Kabbalah's mitzvahs, now she had? I'm not sure. Sure. It's a Svara. Svara shows on Afreya that she was sincere before. Should be on Afreya. What? At the time, she did it for marriage. So maybe since then she became. So therefore what?
It's
got to be right away. So maybe something changed. Maybe something changed. Well, there's no requirement that it happen all in one shot. There's no requirement. If somebody goes and he has a bris milah l'shem geiris, then he changes his mind. And 5 years later, he decides, yes, I want to be the guy, or you know, it doesn't have to be all in one shot.
Like
yes, to start right away.
If he says no at 13 and then at 20, he says, you know,
yeah, we said that's megala that the original thing was a chayif. Say that's megala that we thought it was zachar madu shloim b'fana. He says, I don't want it, megala was a chayif. That true here. True. Where? That's the question. Maybe she, even though she's a guy in order to get married, maybe she wants to be
here. Maybe
when she was a guy in the first place,
she had to go. Maybe it was sincere originally.
Could a person know? Could a person know this sincere? A person does it with shame and shame. A person tells himself, I'm sincere. Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe
It's certainly possible that he was sincere, she wasn't sincere. She did it for other reasons too. She originally did it with Shemishas. He's saying that she did it in order to get her. That's the only reason that she was the guy. Otherwise, she would have gone to Eretz Yisrael. So she would have been a guy. She would have been missing one part of Kabbalah of Geirus. That for sure would have been. That would be Megalo Mefreya. That she would have. Why don't you say that she's Mekabel worse than Mefreya? Let me phrase it this way. Rabbi Chana would be good if. Rabbi Chana would make sense if. Yeah, but the thing is, she voiced. The Gevinim certainly voiced Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Yeshua would not have been Mekabel them if not that they said, we are Mekabel mitzvahs. They certainly expressed it. Now we know they did it with Shapachat. We know that they were afraid. The Gevinim were afraid. They were afraid the Yidden would come to Eretz Yisrael. They would either be killed or they have to move out of their homes. This is the only way to be able to live there. And so we know they did it with Shapachat. Do we know if they were sincere or not? I have no way of knowing. It's not likely every single one of them was sincere. So I don't know. There's no question Gevinim were afraid.
No, but that's also just.
Okay, if what you're saying is so, then Rabbi Chana would be good. We didn't understand Rabbi Chana because we couldn't understand what he's saying. That the din of the Kanani, the Gezerah of the Kanani preceded the Geirus. What do you mean? Yeshua was Megayer them, and he didn't know that they were just being fooled. And later, when he found out he was being fooled, that's when he made the Gezerah. So L'chaira, the Geirus preceded the Gezerah of Avdus. If we'll understand that until when someone is Megayer Mishum Pachat, as the Gevinim did, the Gevinim were Megayer Mishum Pachat. If we will understand that when someone is Megai Mishum Pachat, it's missing Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And later, when the Mekabel mitzvahs later, that's when the Geirus ends. Then Rabbi Chanan's Pshat and Taisis will make sense. Because then the Gevinim were Megai Mishum Pachat. So the original Geirus was not an incomplete Geirus. Later, when the Pachat was removed, and they accepted mitzvahs upon themselves, and Yeshua swore to them, we won't hurt you. And the FLP came, they decided they're going to keep mitzvahs. At that time, the Geirus became complete. At that time, it was already after the Avdus. If so, if you say it's not Maitreya, then Rabbi Chana makes sense. See, it's not only that I want Rabbi Chana to make sense, I want Taisis to make sense. What does Taisis mean that we made them an Eved Kanani? You can't take a Yid and make him an Eved Kanani. It must be like Rabbi Chana, that somehow the Did Eved Kanani preceded the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So, according to this Mahalach, at least it gives us something of a Mahalach to understand the Taisis. Why should it be Lemefreya? Because one can argue that Madach now, that there is no that, say Madach now, that Rus has no husband. She's waiting for the Kabbal mitzvahs. So before, when it was even a better situation for her, certainly she was willing and happy to do Kabbal mitzvahs.
That thing about mitzvahs is a mafreya.
Not saying
the
Geirus
is
a mafreya. It's not saying that the Kabbal mitzvahs is a mafreya. Not Hainu Hach. All she was missing before was Kabbal mitzvahs.
If you're missing the Kabbal mitzvahs, it's essentially the same thing as missing the bris. There are three steps, or the worst case, there are two steps. That you need to get this done to get the A. If I don't get this done, the regular person comes to me, the guy with the best intention, and it's fully obvious that he's not a getter until he has the risk, and it's not the matreya from the first thing he did. He's not the guy, he's not a getter until he went into the mikvah. He had it done. It's just a question of when do we say the Kabbalah?
You're assuming that the Kabbalah's mitzvah originally doesn't count. When Ruth said originally, Hareini Mekabel mitzvahs, what happened?
I'm not saying that it doesn't count, but the Machreya would be that, okay, obviously now that she wasn't lying from before, but she has to be counted. It can't be a gift. We come together, Machreya. You have to get the next one. You want to finish the game. We know that it's obvious that she was finished then.
What do you say?
It didn't work for Machreya. So, and rabbis understand masculinity were you know, so what would they think? Saying, okay, oh, well, here's Rose coming over. She wants to go and marry me. So I know it's not a kosher gerus until I get out of the way and she accepts on herself the gerus. And then, even then, it's not going to happen until then. But if it's going to work with my friend, so they'll say, well, I'm going to assume that she has good intent. And that way, I'll be more at them myself than I can marry her. I'll get at it.
And Svara? Svara should be the Mefreya. It could be Achmed Kiri makes a mistake. So do you believe that before they were sincere? I'm wondering, you know, I remember I grew up, there was a family in my around the corner. I heard this as a kid, but the story was that he was a Jewish American soldier in Korea. She was a Korean woman, a guy. And he was there during the Korean War, and he fell in love with her, and they wanted to get married. His family said, no, she has to be Megayim. They weren't Orthodox at all. But at that time, intermarriage was taboo. So she went, and she was Megayim. And she came back to America, and she looked into Yiddishkeit, and suddenly she became Frum. And then she made her husband Frum. And the kids went to Satmar Yeshiva. So I'm wondering if the kids are Jewish. And she was Mekabel mitzvahs and Chas V'Shalom. Not to be mephaktic, I'm sure they asked the Rav, you know. When he married her and she was Megayer, it was phony. She didn't play through Mekabel mitzvahs. So later, she decided she'd be Mekabel mitzvahs. So when's the Geirus? From later or from earlier? So we're arguing about she had kids in between. The funny thing, I imagine they have to shine. I don't. But what we're arguing about is a real shine. There, you can't say Lamafreya, she was sincere, because she wasn't sincere. She didn't know anything. She didn't know. She was a guy.
She was accepting
the
full
care.
She
was
the kids also.
Alright, Al-Kopanim, maybe they were guy the kids, it could be. Anyway, Al-Kopanim, what I want to bring out is Imahalach in Taisis. Without this mahalach, I don't know. Somebody has a different answer. The question is, how do you tie hainu mishum avdus? Without Rabbi Chanan's mahalach and our explanation of Rabbi Chanan, I don't know any other way to understand the words of Taisus. As the Taisus says, a number of kashas are mashi. Let's see some of them. Ein neru l'rabbeinu tam, damash b'gemar, the nesina habedai reis. The koma, mizeres nesina, yikibinayu, mandamar li l'kaim, damash b'davedai reis. So Taisus' first three kashas, Taisus says, maybe b'chol hanu nokat nesina agav mamzeres. That sounds like a big daichik. Katan Nesina, which is a drabanan agav mamzeres. But some of you will remember last year when we learned Makis, we kept on talking about grusha v'chalutza, and they were also chalutza is a drabanan, grusha is a raisa, and it keeps on saying grusha v'chalutza, even though chalutza is a drabanan. Chazal, they somehow expressed it together all the time. But Taisa says I have a bigger kasha. So So Tosfos has Shver, because the maskana of Rava, Perek Aral is, Begerusan Ismuhu Issachastis. So the Kashi is on Rashi. Now, there are two ways to learn Rashi. You can learn Rashi like the way I've learned till now, like the Rambam. The Rashi learns the halacha is begeyusan. The loisus chatepam applies begeyusan, and that is probably the correct pshat in Rashi because of the fact that we see by kutis Rashi holds the same way that there's a lot of loisus chatein on a guy. I'm going to see by kutis Rashi holds gay man right. However, the Pnei Yeshua learns in Rashi differently. Yeshua says that Rashi and Makis and Daf Yud Gimel says the Farish that Messina is an Issur Daraisa. So Rashi there says the Farish is Daraisa. So the Yeshua suggests to learn Rashi like the second Shita in the Ran. Take a quick look at the Ran. You'll look at it by Arichas later, but the Ran is Page Yud Gimel and in the Daf Yud Harif. The Ran on this parak, about the 7th or 8th line, Inami, brings a third shita. We have so far, Taisus holds, like Chatabam, all Nisina is always Daraisa. And Rashi holds it to the Rabbah. There's an Inami, next to the last word on the line. Inami midairaisa, Einam Asurim, Eloisan Ba'atzman, Shemiz Gairu. That generation that was Megayer in the Midbar, their Osir Minatayim, Leisus Chatem Bam applies to them. Okay, Pedro Gimel on the Riff, but the eighth wide line, the underline is Inami Vidarash. Vidarash Eloisim Ba'atzman Shanes Gayer. They themselves were Megayer. Abu Bineyem Shanel Du Acha Geirusan Mutarim. The children that were born after the Geirus, their mutter. What does that mean? The name Shnodu Achirus and Mutarim Shari Lamana Akasa Ben Dairus Blaser. Uba David Vigazar Allah Nasinim Dairus. Here's the Shita. The Shita is a compromise. Sometimes the Sinim are Dairus and sometimes they're Abba. When are they Dairus? That generation that was Megayah originally. That's Dairus. When are they Drabanan? They're Drabanan, they're children, they're Einikloch. Minatayra would be Mutter. And Midrabanan, they're Aser. What's the logic? I don't know if there's logic to it, it could be some Zeres Akasim. Some cipher says Svara. Says that the Shiva Amimim were Aser because they had Midas Lukukalas. They were also even when the Megayer, because of the Kilkul Hamidais. So that applies only to they themselves who are Megayer. But the next generation, which already grew up as Yidden, once they grew up as Yidden, the later generations are Mutter. Memela is not the same cipher. When David saw that even the later generations also had Midas Lukukalas, so he was Geyser on the later generations. Rak upon him, like the Pnei Yeshua, we can say that Rashi holds like the Shita. So Rashi in Masechtas Makis says Habal and the Sina gets Malkus Min HaTorah. He's talking about what? About the original generation. The original generation that is a Din Daraisa of Malkus. When Rashi says that Elun Nara Sheshlam Kenas David Gazar Alayim. So here he's talking about Lamaisa. He's talking Lamaisa in our time. Somebody is Ma'anis. Do you get? Why do you get? The reason is because of this. It's how Pnei Yeshua learns Rashi. Okay, there's one more prat in this Tosfos that I'd like to discuss. Tosfos Tysus brings in the sixth line of Tysus, in the sixth wide line of Tysus. Hodika Amar Hasan, the May Rebbe Bikshu Lahatya Nasinim. You have it? In the sixth wide line of Tysus. Hodika Amar Hasan, the May Rebbe Bikshu Lahatya Nasinim. What does that mean? Rebbe wanted to be matter than the Sinim. Maybe he saw that Amibis were better. So Rebbe wanted to be matter them. Amar Rebbe, in Chalkeinu Natir, Chelek Mizbeach Miyatir. He said, I can't do it. Because, who is it there? Amar?
Rebbe wanted to, or his generation?
Oh, Bimei Rebbe, I'm sorry. The people wanted to. And Rebbe said, you can't. Because Chelek Mizbeach Miyatir. It could be matir Avdus. Not they wanted to be matter them to marry Jews, but the Raisa Asiri. He wanted to part of them from work. He can't take off the chelik that belongs to the base of English, Avagav the Kaimel and Hefka Bez Nefka, and Litzarech Avazei Nitzarech Kolka. The Marsha says that the reason Tysus brings this here, because Tysus is saying that that Gemara is a raya to Rashi. Why? Because according to Rashi, what was the Gezerah of David? Two things. You have to work, and that there's an issa. There are two things. According to Rashi, Rebbe is very good. Rebbe said, we can't be mad to them. Why can't we be mad to them? Because Hefker Bez and Hefker could work to take off the fact that they have that they're avodim, that they have to work. The Dine Mamin, Hefker Bez and Hefker could remove. But the Dine Yisr, the fact that Asr Bekal, we can't remove that with Hefker Bez and Hefker. Hefker Bez and Hefker works for Dine Mominism. Doesn't work for Dine Yisr. So according to Rashi, the Gemara is very good. Rebbe said, we can't be mad to them. Why can't we be mad to them? Because we can be mad to the Dine Mominism Shabbai. But the Dine Yisr Shabbai, we can't be mad to. Therefore, they were avadim. Therefore, also bekal. Masha'ei came like Taisvis. That Taisvis holds the Rabbanu was only dinei mamid. So that's why Taisvis is bothered. Why didn't they take off the din mamid al tefker bez nefker? Taisvis answers: they only do the alitzayrach mishalay alitzayrach. But what Taisvis means is that this is only shver like Taisvis. According to Rashi, it's very good that they couldn't be mad to them. It could be Matir. See, Tysus, I don't know why Tysus says this, but Tysus says that they were geyser, like Yakadish mit Rabban. Right, that was Tysus Lashon? That, no, that's not Tysus Lashon. Tysus says, Lav Mamish, Gazer Alayim. Alright, so it's still good. So therefore, what? We could be Matir at work, we could. Or we can't be Matir the Yisr. So there's no problem. Maybe that's what they did.
That's what Rebbe's going to agree upon. Do this or not that.
Well, I suppose that Rebbe, the Lashon Gemara's Masha Rebbe wasn't asking to be mad to them halfway. Why not? Not sure. It's a question. But the Marsha says this Tekuda, that according to Rashi, it's very good we weren't mad to them. Why? Because the Dine Mama, we keep him out, they're not Dine Yisr. So the Rishash is Matmiya on this Marsha. Not only the Rishash, but the Kanei Re'ein in his notes under the Marsha, both of them say that they disagree. Even according to Rashi, what happened according to Rashi? We were Geyser Avdus. And as a toilada of being guys are avdus, mimela, they're also bekal. They get a din eved. And once they get a din eved, they're also bekal. The din iser is a result of the din imamin. So what happens in such a case? If Bezdin says, hefka, Bezdin, hefka, they're ois avodim. Does the iser eved fall off? Explain again. What happened is they came, according to Rashi, the way Tosis learns Rashi, Yeshua was geyser that they avodim. Lav eved mamish gazer, now mamish eved kanani, but some type of avdus he was geyser on. Because he was geyser avdus, as a result of that, they become asur bakal. Let it be midrabanan. They become asur bakal. Since he was geyser avdus, Rashi holds midrabanan, they're also to marry a Jew. The Rishash and the Karnei Reim hold that if Altefka Bez Nehefka, you take off the Dine Mamin, Memela they become Mutar Bakal. Because the Isser is the result of the Mamin. So if you take off the Dine Mamin, the Dine Isser fall off by themselves. The Mashah seems to disagree. Mashah says no. Even if you take off the Dine Mamin, the Dine Isser remain. Now this shayla is a shas shayla. It's not a machlekes just here. Yes. That apparently here did not. There was not so. Okay. We say that even if the tam is removed, you can't be mevatel of gezeira, except. And we spoke out here in shir once. When can a later bezna be mevatel earlier? Do I remember? Okay, we learn that there's certain times where a later bezin can be mevatel, previous one at the time falls out. The general rule is that you cannot. The understanding here is you cannot, because Tosis says only on Hefka Bezin Hefka. So the Hefka Bezin Hefka could work. You're not being mevatel exactly, you're being mevatel. So the issue here, try to understand the lumdis here, that the Marsha is arguing with the Karnei Reim and the Rishash. When you remove Dine Mami, and because you remove Dine Mami, is a logical change in Dina Yisr, does that change happen or not? Now this is a machlaikis, which is Negea to other areas. Tomorrow, briefly, I'll go into it. There's an Avnei Meluim, it's in Chav Ches, the Katan Lamed Gimel. It's also Ketzais, but Avnei Meluim really brings the Ketzais. Parts of it will be easy to follow if you learn the Shulchan Aruch and Avnei Meluim. Parts of it will be more difficult, but that Yitzhak Hashem will complete tomorrow. Now, of greater significance for tomorrow, the real important in Taisis Alakutis is Rebbe Kiva Eger. And on the Rebbe Kiva Eger, there's a Divrei Yecheskel. The Divrei Yecheskel is in the Chav Gimel. It's in the bookcases in the middle, so-called middle room, the hallway. The Reicheskel brings Rabbi Kiva Eger, and from it makes a diuk, which throws us into the Indian of Kimlev the Rabbi Minay. So Hashem will get into that as well.